You are listening to Voices of Tomorrow, the official podcast of 365 Tomorrows. For more information about 365 Tomorrows, the mission of the site, and the authors, please visit us at www.365tomorrows.com.
Toy Store by J.R. Blackwell, read by Jared Axelrod and Brendan Dalton. What I want to know, really, is where we are. Lee was aggravated, partly at himself for following Jason's directions, and partly at Jason for being a dick.
Where we are, my friend, is in grave danger.
Lee looked around. We are in grave danger in a toy store?
This is just the evidence of danger, Lee, not just the danger itself.
Jason was in one of his moods. He'd probably stopped taking his medication again. Lee tried to think patient thoughts. Jason, we are late to the party. Let us ask for directions and get going.
No, there's something I need to show you.
What, Jason, do you mean to take me here to this toy store? You told me you were lost.
No, you were lost, Lee. I have always known the way.
No, you told me you had a shortcut, and then you said you were lost. You lied to me.
This is important.
It is important to me that you tell me where the fuck we are. Jason pointed above Lee's head. It was a yellow digital banner that read in shining digital letters, NJ Toy Emporium, largest on the East Coast.
We are in New Jersey.
I can see that. Lee wondered how many of their mutual friends would be upset if he punched Jason in the eye.
I have to show you something.
Jason began running wildly into the maze of giant displays. Lee followed him, despairing. Jason sprung out from behind a pyramid of boxes.
What exactly is this?
He was holding a grotesque orange globular oozing toy. Lee had seen the nasty things on DTV. Lee sighed. It's a bubbit.
And what exactly is a bubbit?
Jason, this is stupid. Jason glared menacingly at his friend. Lee shook his head and read the package. A bubbit is an interactive puppet for aggressive play. Bubbits will change shape to entertain and amaze. Scare your friends and learn new ways to beat the bubbit blue.
Beat the bubbit blue. It's a training device.
For ages 4 to 10?
Lee, the situation is dire. We are clearly preparing for epic hegemonic warfare.
Lee realized there was no way of getting out of this argument but through it. Jason, that's impossible. Other than peacekeeping police actions by the UN, there are no military conflicts. The world's nations have finally done with it. Jason, this is the greatest time of peace since humanity came down from the trees.
And you don't find that suspicious?
No, Jason, I don't. People want peace, and besides, even if we tried to fight, we are all so economically interdependent that it wouldn't be feasible. Jason smiled then, his terrible, glinting smile.
Oh, Lee. Then you finally see it.
Lee shrugged. See what? Jason grabbed Lee's shoulders and shook him.
Lee! Do you mean that you can see all that, but you can't see to the next level? The next logical conclusion?
People were staring. Keep your voice down. Jason grabbed Lee by the elbow and started pulling.
Do you remember when Ziggy Stiggy changed voices?
I remember a time when my friend Jason wasn't a lunatic.
It was a corporate takeover. Ziggy Stiggy was popular and totally nonviolent. The creator of Ziggy Stiggy refused to voice the part after the government ruled that the hostile takeover of Ziggy Incorporated by Brasgow was legit. Brasgow is highly subsidized by the government, a pawn of the executive branch itself. And what's the first thing that happened to Ziggy Stiggy when he changed hands?
I don't know. What?
He started hunting mushroom people. What does that tell you?
Lee rolled his eyes. That the government is preparing us for war.
Not us. The children.
Why the children?
Because something is coming from very far away. Far enough that the children today will be the ones fighting it.
Aliens?
Aliens.
Jason, if that's true, then we are the last generation that will have peace. If you are right, shouldn't we enjoy this while we can?
You just want to go to the party.
Yes, I want to go to the party, because the aliens are coming.
This has been a presentation of Voices of Tomorrow. 365 Tomorrows produces a new piece of science fiction each day for 1 year. The site can be found at www.365tomorrows.com.